Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, around me at the table here at Substation 2 is part of the Brain Trust at York Technical College. Yes, we have Dr. Bill Cook is with us. He is the what's called the interim. He likes that word, interim. Vice President for Communications and External Relations. And with him, featured guest today, Indira Esquiva, who is the York Tech's Director of Strategic Communications. How did I do?
You did great.
Did I get it right?
Sure did. And marketing.
And marketing. Are you? Oh, yes. And marketing. Let me get that down there. Okay. Write that down. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, don't cut off my title like that.
Yeah, don't cut off your title. You might regret that you said that because we're going to spend part of the time finding out what your title means. Okay, so let's do some introductions. Let's go with you first, Bill. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, Manny, always good to be with you, so thank you for the opportunity to be with you. As you know and the community knows, you know, I spent about 6 years in the Rock Hill School District. 3.5 of those were with as superintendent, and so glad to have that opportunity to serve the district. And so during that time, Dr. Stacy Moore, who's now the president of York Technical College, and I had the opportunity many times during our tenures and our roles to work together, work on projects and partnerships. And so this past year, she asked me to come on board and work with her on some strategic projects. And so I started back in June working on about 15 projects that she had and wanted to accomplish as president.
And forget the interim thing, man.
And so one of those was to find a vice president of communications and external relations or partnerships. And so we went through the process, and at the end of the process, and it was a very intense and extensive, we just didn't find that right match for the college and for the faculty and staff of what they were looking for. So Dr. Moore asked me if I would serve in that role until we could come back and revisit that. So I'm honored to be considered and certainly thrilled to be able to be back in Rock Hill and serving in a capacity of this community and York Technical College.
Before we get rid of you here on the microphone.
Okay.
Give me an idea of some of these 15 projects, if you can.
So, as probably a lot of organizations are doing, looking at their compensation and their scales for compensating employees, so a salary study, if you will, a market analysis and study was another project to look at our community, what jobs are in demand for the future, what opportunities might exist, and what programs, you know, should the college be looking at, much tied to a presentation you and I heard last night. Mm-hmm. So we'll be working to commission a study on that, working to hire a director of marketing and communications, which we have done that successfully, and I'm excited to introduce Indira shortly. And so those are some of the projects, and then new programs, academic programs, and then working on some partnerships with the college in the community. So those were a few to name some.
All right. Well, you probably ought to strike this interim thing out because it sounds to me like you're going to have it's going to take you a while to get this done.
Well, we want to find the right person for the college. The college deserves that. So.
All right. I'm going to let you do the introductions for the lovely Indira Esquiva over here, who I only knew a little bit from her days here locally with CN2, and then she tallied up the road to that, what was it, Channel 36?
Yes, WCNC.
CNC, okay. So go ahead, Bill.
So one of the opportunities I've had in this new position, Dr. Moore wanted to bring three existing departments on the college together under one umbrella, and that's this new division called Communications and External Relations. So one of those departments was the Marketing Communications, and it has not had a leader, a permanent leader, in it since 2018. And so that position was vacant. So I had the opportunity to take a group of people from the college to search for the very best person. And so we were able to do that. We stole Indira Esquiva from WCNC. She spent time there and got great references from there. She did a marvelous job there, they said. And CN2, they also gave great feedback. And so we're excited to have her as the new director. She has a very small team, and we've just added to that. And I'll let her mention who that new member of the team is as well. But we're excited for the role that she will have and play for the college. She'll not only serve this division, but the entire York Technical College, and make sure that, you know, what great things are going on at the college are happening and be known out in the community. So I turn it over to and excited through an intense process to introduce you to Indira Esquiva, and we are so excited to have her and her expertise as part of the college.
You want to pay him the $20 right now for that?
I was going to say, he always makes me sound so good. Can you imagine? They searched and searched and couldn't find anyone better than me. I think I just got very lucky.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, you know, I have been in the news business since I graduated college, so that's where I have spent all of the years of my career so far. And as you mentioned, I did, you know, a few years at CN2. That's where I started my career. That's what brought me to Rock Hill. After I graduated, I started as an intern, then transitioned to being a reporter. So I did that for a few years, went to North Carolina for a little bit for a station up there, and then I came back to WCNC Charlotte, covering still this area as a South Carolina Bureau reporter.
Right.
And I really thought I was going to do that for the rest of my life. That was what I had planned. And then one day I woke up, and it really was that sudden. And I thought, you know, I want to try something new. And I figured now's the time to do it. And I didn't want to look back and say coulda, woulda, shoulda. So I started kind of seeing what's out there. This opportunity came up, and throughout the interview process, I remember thinking, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, and if it doesn't, that's okay. But the more I learned about York Technical College, and I met with Dr. Cook a few times, the more I wanted it to work out, the more excited I got about the opportunity, and, you know, somehow I'm here. So
there you are.
And I've been here a month, so I guess it's going okay.
You know, I think if somebody could encapsulate York Technical College and ask me how to define it, I would say, look, every business we have in every business park in York County is here primarily because of some type of a relationship with York Technical College, whether it be training people for new technology, whether it be trying to understand new machinery and how it operates. People understand that. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. really what you've been about and are even more about now. I mean, last night, this forum that the Council of Governments put on, the whole thing was about workforce development, and everybody's crying for people, and how do we get them? Well, it was interesting to hear USCL, York Technical College, Winthrop University, and, of course, Clinton College all sing off the same page, collaboration, partnerships, redoing our academic programs. You know, we're going to be there to do what we need to do to make these businesses grow and prosper.
Absolutely.
Is that an overstatement?
No, I think you captured it quite well, Manning. And, you know, York Technical College is here to meet that need at the higher ed level. I think, you know, one of the things that is so important that we do is really providing and blending the opportunity from that technical aspect to the college. So, you know, we have the opportunity at York Tech to provide students with a class for a certification or classes, all the way to programs, to an associate's degree, to university transfer programs, and, you know, to meet the economic and development needs of the Tri-County area. So we're excited to be in that space, to work and partner with those other, you know, colleges, universities that you mentioned. And, you know, something that we are very proud and very excited about is being able to offer our no-cost tuition for students, which, you know, it's really...
Say that again. Say
no
it loud.
Cost tuition.
Wow.
Which means, you know, basically that There are two requirements. One is you have to be a South Carolina resident.
Second, you have to be able to breathe.
And secondly, you have to fill out the FAFSA form, which is a federal, you know, financial aid form. So completing that, you know, and being a South Carolina resident, we can enroll you, no cost, you know, for our programs. You know, Dr. Moore has been committed to, you know, adding where needed some monies to kind of help support that. But our South Carolina lawmakers and you know, everyone is really working hard on the focus of economic development and workforce. And so we're hoping that that continues. You know, our lawmakers will finalize their budget probably if it's like the past in about June. But we're hoping through some planning that we do at the college level, maybe that there can, you know, we're hoping that that will be able to continue. Right now, it's a guarantee at York Technical College through the summer of this year. And then we'll look and hope to continue that for the 23-24 academic year.
I think there would be some type of a mild revolt if they tried to reverse that. I mean, you just got started with it. It's only been around for about a year or so, right?
We're in that second year of it, yeah.
Okay, so Indira, part of what we heard last night from the panel that ties in with this is how York Technical College has, I don't know what the right term is, partnership or program or whatever, with this big four-year school across the street to make sure that everything is seamless one way or the other in terms of getting the student where they want to be.
Yeah, and you know, as someone, I benefited from that. I'm a community college graduate. I transferred to a four-year institution. And of course, seeing that in the works in this community, you know, the benefits of it are so important. And the role that York Technical College plays in our community is so important. As you mentioned, there are so many people who feel that four-year school is unattainable. And once you get on that track and get into York Technical College, that path opens up to so many more individuals who maybe before thought they couldn't go to a four-year school for whatever reason, whether it's financial or academics. And the college, York Technical College, has that support system to guide people and get to where they need to be.
And in today's world, a job in manufacturing is not a sweatshop job like they had back in the early 1900s. It's all high tech. And the best example of this, I'll never forget this, is when they had the grand opening for GT Tire down in Richburg. They invited the governor, and of course, you know, the governor is always dressed like Bill Cook is here, you know, impeccably with a suit, and he had a vest on, what have you, and what nice white starch shirt, starch collar, all that, and they had him make a tire. So they said, over here, governor, and here's what you're going to do. And he kind of looked at him. So he pushed this button, and whatever happened, and then he pushed this button, and whatever happened, and then there was the tire. That's all he had to do.
I'm sorry I missed that.
No dirt, no grime, no sweat, no nothing. And those are very highly skilled jobs because those people pushing the buttons have been trained at a place like York Technical College on how to run that machinery. It's fascinating to me.
And Manning, you may know, I'm sure you do, through that same example of manufacturing, you know, we partner with Haas, which is a tool company, and they do some amazing work. And so you're right, they push those buttons, but not only do they push those buttons in, you know, right there where the machine is, they can also do it remotely by phone, which really further enhances, you know, the ability to, you know, for the training and how important that is that we, you know, stay aligned with our, you know, with our partners to make sure our students are prepared for that kind of workforce.
Now, when you talk about partners, this really is a two-way street because the technology changes almost, I don't know, like every day, every week, every month, whatever. And your industry partners are calling you to say, hey, we got this new thing. It looks great. We want to put it in, but we don't know how to train people and do this. And they throw this right back in your lap. Is that true?
It is true. And we have people at the college who can help find the specialists you need to train. During my time in news, I saw so many groundbreaking, so many industries coming to this area, Chester County, Lancaster County, York County. And now that I'm on the educational side of it, I really understand how important a place like York Technical College is to help train those workers, to fill the needs of these industries that are coming down here. I also find it interesting that that you can graduate from a two-year program or certificate program and sometimes make more money than the people who graduate from a four-year program and have a job lined up. So the benefits are there, and York Technical College is serving the industries that are moving here, feels like every day.
Oh, yeah. These are not minimum wage jobs by any means.
Not at all. And they need people.
Oh, well, to add to that, I was highlighting the State Department of Commerce's annual economic report from 2022. These numbers are staggering. In South Carolina, $10.27 billion of investment by new industry, new and existing industry here in South Carolina, creating 14,083 jobs.
Staggering.
And you've got to have a workforce to do that, and these companies are not going to come here unless they got the workforce and not only the bodies, but the mechanism to train those bodies to do the work that they need to have done. Boeing didn't come here because they love the coast of South Carolina. BMW didn't come here because they love the mountains of the upstate. Mm-hmm. They came here because of all the platforms that are available to do their work and do it economically.
Yeah, there can only be so many tax incentives that the government gives. There can only be so much land that, you know, our counties offer. But if you don't have the people, then these industries can't function. So that's where York Technical College steps in, and we bring the qualified people.
Good. And with that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. All right, Indira, we're going to see how quick a learner you are. We prepare fresh subs and salads here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. The magical way we do it is in the white letters, and we're all going to bellow that out together at the count of three, right? Because we need all the newbies to know what's going on here. All right, one, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
That's it. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When your health needs attention, you'll find compassionate care at Piedmont Medical Center. We make it convenient to treat emergencies with online check-in and locations in Rock Hill and Fort Mill. Or if you live with a heart condition, our cardiologists provide advanced treatment options to help you live better. And for pain that slows you down, a minimally invasive surgery can help speed you on to recovery. We are your community built on care.
PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere, here too, we won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Founders knows you must use your best money-saving strategies to reach your full financial potential, including finding the best interest rates on your credit cards. In our current economy, you've got to make every dollar count. That's why Founders offers low balance transfer rates on all their credit cards. Get the most out of your credit card. Visit foundersfcu.com/cc to apply and save today. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required. Federally insured by NCUA.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, as we continue our Straight Talk program with Dr. Bill Cook and the lovely Indira Esquiva, who is York Technical College Director of Strategic Communications and Marketing. Right?
That's
Does that all fit on one business card?
You know, or do you need... I just like walking around and reading that out loud. I think it just sounds really good.
So you had this job, what, a month or two?
Yeah, so I'm still figuring out exactly what it is that I'm doing. No, really, it's, I'm very excited.
That's encouraging, isn't it, Bill?
No, the truth is, it's a big transition. You know, of course, I spent the last few years in the news business, working for TV stations in this area. But the job is different, but in some ways it's the same. It's getting word out. It's communicating with people and partnerships and marketing the college, which is really not hard to do. You know, it's not like we're selling a product that's difficult to sell. The college has a lot to offer. It's, you know, we offer 2-year degrees, certificates in different industries, and now my job is to go out there and make sure people know about it.
And for those people who have been out of school a long time and they'd like to go back and learn whatever, you can go right to York Technical. For instance, I'll admittedly say this on the air, I should go back to York Technical College and get some computer skills, because this stuff, every time they upgrade this software, I have the slightest idea what the heck they're doing. And that's just one thing you do. You've got trades programs, and somebody wants to learn how to do masonry work. They want to do how welding. Welding, my gosh, you could make a fortune if you knew how to weld the way they weld today. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Absolutely, and we feel a lot of different needs in the community, and right now our goal is to make sure people know about it, and we're also always adding new programs and courses depending on the need in the community. So that's just some of what we do.
So you're now trying to figure out how to do that? Is that what you're doing?
No,
How do I tell the story?
Now, I figure out how to tell the story, and the stories are plentiful. So the stories of our students, we have adults who want to try something new. We have high school students who are in dual enrollment programs. We have transfer students. So it's interesting because you're never too young or too old to come to York Technical College. We serve everyone.
It's true.
And I want to add to that, Manning, excuse me, you know, we start with high school students. We've got a very thriving, robust dual enrollment system with both our public and charter schools and private schools. And so we have a 100% increase in enrollment over this time last year with our high school students who are taking college-level courses and getting both credit at the college and the high school. But one of those partnerships that we have that Indira has been working very closely with, that I'll let her highlight, is with the City of Rock Hill and the Clinton Connection. And so there's a group of potential students that we are trying to meet their needs. So I'll let Indira talk about that.
I can remember going to the press conference on this just a couple of weeks ago down somewhere near the City Hall, and this thing was unveiled. But go ahead and explain it, please.
Well, it started with the City of Rock Hill's initiative to, you know, as Rock Hill grows, we want to make sure we're including all parts of Rock Hill. And sometimes the south side of Rock Hill has not been included in that growth and development that we've maybe seen in other parts of the city. So the City of Rock Hill has a lot of partners, including Clinton College, to change that, to bring opportunities to the south part of the city. So that's where York Technical College has stepped in. Our president, Dr. Stacy Moore, has provided a lot of resources so that we could offer courses at the Emmett Scott Center.
Right.
And what that will allow people to do is if transportation is an issue, if you can't come to York Technical College, well, now we're bringing, it's starting with 3 courses to you. So that will be commercial truck driving. Now, some of those courses may be at our Wilson Street Center, customer service certificate and manufacturing essentials with OSHA 10. So really, that's all to say that these are classes you can take that will hopefully elevate your life and economically bring you to a different place so that you can start providing for yourself, providing for your family, because of course we know that education is really key in changing people's lives.
Which I think is a great addition to be, you know, putting York Technical College, just like you did down in Chester. I mean, you went down there and you ended up building a great big complex so that you could bring what you do in Rock Hill down to Chester. And this is a, you know, a smaller version of that to start. Key thing is, now you got the programs there, and you got the location there, and you got the city and York Tech working together. How do you get the people there? See, that's the key. How do you, you know, you've got the pond of water. How do you get the horse there to drink it?
You have no idea how often I think about that, and that is something that's important to us. Is, you know, we're hosting three information sessions. The first one is Tuesday, January 17th at 12 p.m. at the Emmett Scott Center. It's important to note that if you want to receive an application, you have to go to an information session. We'll have three in total. But really, it's about making sure people are aware that it's happening. Dr. Cook and I have often said to each other, what's the point of it all if people don't show up? But I believe that if we just do our job and spread word and people know about it, I think this could be a game changer.
Well, it seemed to me that like Dr. Lester McCorn and his team with the Clinton Connection, which just opened his office right there in the Fountain Park Plaza building, I'd throw this hot tamale right back in their lap and say, hey, look, you know, you've got the network in the south side of Rock Hill. You got to get out there and you got to knock on some doors and get us some students in here so we can get this going. And once we get our first set of disciples, you know, through the programs, they'll start talking amongst their friends and that'll start to develop a pipeline.
I think that's a great idea. Dr. Cook, do we have another opening in the marketing department? I think I have a great candidate here for us.
Well, to that point, Indira has been working with the city of Rock Hill and several people there to set up these information systems sessions, along with our workforce and economic development folks. And so I think through working with the city, through working with the community organizations there, and the college, those are certainly opportunities. And the other two are January 19th at 5:30 p.m. at South Point High School and January 24th at 5:30 p.m. at the Emmett Scott. So those three sessions that we've mentioned, you know, will be important to gauge, you know, that the opportunities, you know, for community. And with the classes being taught at Emmett Scott, you know, trying to take that, you know, those barriers of transportation out of the, you know, the equation there and really providing accessibility there to kind of upgrade, you know, one's future. When you upgrade yourself and your education, you're upgrading future generations as well.
Absolutely. You know, last night when we were all down there at the COG meeting at the Gateway in Chester, Dr. Ulrich, who now is with the Federal Reserve, made a number of points. But one thing that stuck, I think, in everybody's mind, that the Carolinas, that's North and South Carolina, are leading the nation in employment growth. This morning on Palmetto Mornings, I had an item that came from U-Haul, of all places. They track data about who rents their trucks and where they're moving to, right? Do you realize that the number three state that people are moving to is right here where we are, South Carolina? We're number three and North Carolina is number four. So the bodies are coming, and they're coming from all over the place, which is why we have in York County now almost 300,000 people. That's quite a growth rate, and it's going to continue to go that way. So getting people, you know, involved in these programs, you know, as, again, as Dr. Ulrich said at the end, if I can find the quote here, basically she said, if you don't take advantage of this stuff that York Tech, Winthrop, Clinton College, the rest of them are offering, you're going to be left behind. That's the bottom line. You're going to be left behind. The pond of water is there. All we got to do is get them there next to it and let them take a sip, and they might enjoy it.
Absolutely. And you know, we've highlighted just a couple of opportunities for, you know, for potential students.
And we're going to have to say goodbye because I just pontificated too long. We're out of time. Bill Cook, thank you. And dear Esquiva, thank you for being with us. And
thank you.
Thanks for everything that York Technical College does. We'll get you back on here soon, I promise you. And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Lindira and Bill, you did such a good job. We're going to give you one more opportunity to enlighten the masses out there about why they should be coming to Substation 2 for fresh subs and salads. It's all right here in the white letters, and we're going to say it together at the count of three. Are you ready? Is the whole audience ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
They got it. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio Monday. Bye.